to St. John, the 8th chapter.
Glory to you.
Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying you will be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The Son has a place there forever. So if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed." The Gospel of the Lord. Brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, it's good to see you all here today. I want to vary a little bit from my original thought to begin this sermon. I want to give you a little quote from Martin Luther. Once Luther found that he was sick, and he said, "You know, I believe this illness to be of the devil, and therefore I tend to not take it seriously." When the power went out this morning, when the electricity went out this morning, I felt the same way. I figured, you know what, we're doing God's thing in here, and the devil kind of wants to stop it. And therefore, we're not going to get anxious. And I think it's pretty cool that the minute we started singing the opening hymn, the electricity came back on. We will remember this day, my friends. Also, my sermon title, which unfortunately did not make it into bulletins, but you might want to write it in, pencil it in. My sermon title was, "God's Word is Our Great Heritage." And that line is, of course, stolen from another Reformation-type hymn, celebrating the Word of God. But let me read you another line into that hymn. "God's word is our great heritage and shall be ours forever, to spread its light from age to age shall be our chief endeavor." You see, I knew we were going to have light one way or the other this morning. Praise God, we got both. Well, we celebrate this Reformation Sunday. And I told the kids earlier, this is my favorite church holiday. It is because, first of all, it focuses on the centrality of God's Word. We don't ever have any other kind of holiday quite like this that just absolutely focuses on the centrality of God's Word. But the second reason is because Hallmark can't touch it. Doesn't know what to do with it. This holiday belongs to church. And so we're going to celebrate it. In my first few months at First Lutheran, and I've been here just about a year now, in my first few months, one of the things that I kept hearing over and over were stories talking about days past when this church would be full of worshipers on a regular Sunday. And folks would tell those stories wistfully. And even young people would point to pictures and sigh and wistfully speak of days they didn't even remember. And it made me sad. And that's when I decided we're not going to concentrate on what we don't have. We're going to concentrate on what we do have. And that's the direction First Lutheran Church is taking. And one of the things we did to kind of steer ourselves in that direction was we did an exercise called asset mapping, our church council, some other leaders of the congregation. And what we did was we got together one afternoon with the bishop's assistant, and we just listed all the things that we have going for us at First Lutheran. And the lists were long, and the words were encouraging. And we realized that we have much. We have so much to offer, to share, to give and receive. I think what we have here falls kind of into three categories. I want to call them heritage and space and hospitality. Now, heritage has to do, of course, with Reformation Sunday. We have a deep, rich heritage in this congregation as Lutherans, as early Swedish Lutherans, as Lutherans whose parents and grandparents built us a magnificent building to worship in, and built it, in fact, as a way of worship, as an emblem of worship. We have a heritage of being faithful to the gospel. I just got an email yesterday from one of the Hawkinson family who milled the doors and all of the woodwork. And the members of the congregation, Hawkinson's work, members of the congregation, and saw it as a challenge and a testament to God to hand mill 24-foot pieces of lumber into these gorgeous oak doors to glorify God. All that they did was to glorify God. And what a legacy that is. And following dinner this afternoon, we're going to have a little video presentation about the stained glass windows, because there's a rich history there too, and we'll get to see a little slide presentation and just hear some of the rich, rich history. So today we come together to soak up our heritage and to be surrounded by it. And to say, God has given us all that we have. I've never been in a church that's had this much history before. I've served a couple mission congregations, and they were brand new. I mean, their founding parents were in the pews. And that's a whole different dynamic. And even my home congregation back in North Dakota, well, North Dakota didn't become a state until 1889. And my ancestors who homesteaded didn't come over until 1905. And they've got little country churches where 2 or 3 or 10 farm families would worship together. And my dad remembers taking his grain truck to go get bricks to build the new church in town. And so that history was still so new that my father remembered building a church. But there's a different sense of heritage for me when I speak from this pulpit. Because I know that I'm just one steward in a long line of stewards that have come before me, back to the 1860s, who founded and built those first little churches, back to their their Swedish ancestors across the ocean? Back to Martin Luther, Gustavus Adolphus, Paul, David, Peter, Jesus. And so I'm just a little light bulb passing on the light, sharing the light that we all have in this generation, hoping that the Holy Spirit will take that light and ignite it here and now and for generations to come. Whether it's in this magnificent building or whether we're scattering seeds across the world, it doesn't matter. God's Spirit, let loose, does what it wants. That's heritage. The other asset we came up with, one of them, is space. And of course, we talked about how much space we have. And how, you know, we don't have the pews full every Sunday. And I said, well, let's invite some more people in. And that's how some of you who aren't usually here got a first-class invitation. Because you're special. And anyone who has any attachment to this church or doesn't know anything about this church is always welcome here. Always welcome. Because Jesus does the welcome. And Jesus never turns anyone away. But we also realize that we have a lot more space. We have a great big yard. We have a big facility. And we have an additional building. And another additional building. And LSSI is using one of our additional buildings. And we said, you know, Bankston Hall doesn't get that much traffic. And we thought, and we prayed, and we prayed, and we thought. And on November 1st, Habitat for Humanity in Knox County is going to be moving into the office space in Bankston Hall. And it's going to make the whole neighborhood richer for it. And again, that's just a piece of the heritage, because it was Pastor Florine, who was one of the founders of Habitat for Humanity in Knox County. See, everything comes full circle. When you're working with God, everything always comes full circle. Even the lawn. The summer was, you know, we've got a lawn, we don't use it very much. And so that's how we ended up doing Shantytown. We had a bunch of kids come in and raise awareness, raise funds for Habitat. That's how we ended up doing the pet blessing. We got all sorts of neighbors and friends and new friends come in and have their animals blessed. Because we have grass that's not being used. And of course, we're already doing that. Nova Singers comes in and uses our space. These amazing acoustics are a gift from our ancestors. And when we receive a gift from God, it's never to be tucked away or hidden. It's like the light under a bushel basket. No! Remember singing that in Sunday school? No! You don't hide it. And so anytime this facility is not being utilized, it's being wasted. And so we've got more groups coming in and singing and giving glory to God and learning about God. Prairie Players did a rehearsal here for a couple weeks this summer. And through that, there are people getting to know First Lady. And Prairie Players are getting to know about First Lutheran, and all of a sudden they're doing their Christmas show here. And it's adorable. And it's about hope. And I'm going to tip the hand and say, we're all going to end up singing A Little Town of Bethlehem again. It's in the script. We have the space. It's an asset. It's not an albatross. And finally, hospitality. And that's a big, broad umbrella that I'm using to cover all of the things that the members of this church are passionate about when it comes to reaching out to their neighbors. It includes the food pantry. We've got a group of dedicated volunteers that keep that stocked, that get to know the people who come in to receive the food, to get to know them by name, and know that these are real people with real names with real issues, and we're giving them real help, but we're also receiving because of it. We have a whole congregation, which every time we say the food pantry shelves are getting a little low, respond. And they pile the food back in so that we can feed the hungry again. And that's what Jesus was about. Loving the neighbor. Oh, by the way, the food pantry shelves are a little low again. The compassion, the sense of ministry, the sense of excitement, the hospitality. Apparently, and Carrie Walters can probably hear me out on this, apparently we're kind of famous for our funeral luncheons. I give Lois a lot of credit for that. A lot of other members, Jeremy, Pat, a lot of other members, Diane. Okay, let me stop naming names now. You know who we are. But it's a gift of hospitality, an opportunity for family members to come back, to be fed. Feeding, that's just like one of the top five things we do here. We feed people. And so, when we said, you know, let's just invite a whole bunch of people back to church, they said, well, of course we have to feed them. And that's how we're ending up with dinner after church today. But that's what Jesus did too. When he was with his disciples, when his disciples saw Jesus, they were around food. The Emmaus Road, where their eyes were opened when they saw Jesus. The Last Supper, where he prayed with them, prayed for them, and explained what he was about. Heritage space. And hospitality. Now, of course, those are kind of things that we have and we do. But the greater reason for the heritage, the space and the hospitality, is the heritage of Jesus Christ. You have that heritage of Jesus Christ through baptism, as a child of God. You know, in the midst of all of the activities and a funeral and other things going on this week, I lost my wallet. And, you know, my first thought wasn't a pleasant one. And my second thought is, I have to replace my identity. I have to go down to the DMV. Because I have no identity. And then I thought about it and I said, well, you know, I need to go get a new driver's license, but I have an identity. I am a child of God. And you are a child of God. And through baptism, you were signed, sealed, and delivered, given a new name, Christian. A name that is indelibly yours forever. Jesus said the truth will set you free. That truth is in your identity. Not necessarily your ancestry. The people he was talking to, he said, well, we're descendants of Abraham. So we've got this whole salvation thing covered. We inherited it. And Jesus said, you know, I can turn rocks into children of Abraham. But it's the truth that will set you free. And you know, for a long time, I wondered, what is truth? You know, that's the great big philosophy, but you know, philosophy 101 question, what is truth? I'm going to give you a sneak peek preview to the answer that a lot of you know this already. The truth that will set us free. Truth is not a philosophy. Truth is not a point of view. Truth is not even an irrefutable fact. Truth is Jesus, who calls himself the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the one who sets us free. To receive God's gifts, to live in joy even when life is hard. Jesus is the truth that says no matter what other identification or identity the world wants to pin on us, we are child of God, set free. To live in the one who called himself the way, the truth, and the life. To share the light of Christ in a world that's far lacking in light. In corners of our own community, they're just a little too dark. We have that light. God's Word. Capital W. The Word that was made flesh in the beginning. Jesus Christ. The Word that is our great heritage and shall be ours forever. To spread its light from age to age shall be our mission. May the peace of God that passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord forever. faith, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people. Do this for the remembrance of me." Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here, and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in the final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The table of the Lord is prepared. Taste and see that the Lord is good. As always, Jesus is the host of this meal, and he welcomes all.
Salvation. You are the Lord forevermore. Amen.
Sunday service. If you are visiting with us today, we're glad you're worshiping with us, and please return and offer. The altar flowers this morning are in loving memory of Charles Greltz by Alvina Greltz and family. Since today is also the homecoming reunion service and lunch, there will be no Sunday school classes, but next week they will resume. Also, next Sunday is a very special Sunday. It's Confirmation Sunday. Megan Brackett, Abby Burrows, and Maggie Wiegand will be confirmed. Please join us for this blessed event. Volunteers are needed to finish making chrismas for the Christmas trees in the sanctuary. Please meet at the parish hall on Friday, this Friday, November 1st at 9:30 a.m. And finally, don't forget to turn your clocks back 1 hour on Saturday night. Please refer to your bulletin and visitor for more announcements.
And following the service, of course, we'll invite you to a time of fellowship. Lunch will begin being served around 11:15, and we'll have a traffic pattern that will take you to the right to receive your food and to come back through the left door as you're out by the kitchen. In the meantime, take an opportunity to see all the pictures that are around the fellowship area at the parish hall. The picture boards, I want to thank the outreach committee for putting those together. And also there's a group of people all summer that have been sifting through historical records and pictures and such. And so there's some really delightful historical pictures out in the parish hall. There are also post-it notes on those boards. If you know somebody in one of those pictures that we haven't identified yet, and you want to take a post-it note and put their name on it, we would be very grateful for that. We'd like to name as many of the old saints of the congregation as we can. And as you're looking at those picture boards, you will see some word art, jumbles of words. Those words that are on those picture boards are all words that came to our church council as we tried to describe the assets of the congregation while we were doing this asset exercise. So the words out there are what we really believe describe what makes First Lutheran Church really special. So we invite you to participate in that. Receive the benediction. God Almighty, send you light and truth to keep you all the days of your life. The hand of God protect you, the holy angels accompany you, and the blessings of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you now and forever.
Amen.
Go in peace, serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God. God.
I remember one Monday, Thursday, my my son was little and he goes, Mom, that was a bat. And I said, shh, there's no bats. Ooh, there's a bat. But now we have Beth, the bat whisperer, and she's able to get out of here for us. So, yes, anybody else?
Well,
I'm sorry.
Anybody remember that one Sunday when there was no lights and then we started the hymn?
That was a good one. Anyone else?
Oh, right here.
Oh, sorry. Can you go? It's Art, I think, Pastor.
Hey, I'm just talking to him.
I can remember in 1968 or 69, Pastor Odell Peterson from all the congregation go out to Pennsylvania, because it's now Lake Bracken, and my family and I, they had a pancake dinner, supper after morning, for Sunday school and church out there. Pastor Odell Peterson had what they called, when they had started out the Sunday school classes, and in the season, we had pancake supper breakfast out there, and we had pancakes, sausage and everything. And I never forget it. And every year, in the fall year, we had that at Camp Chapina. Because Camp Chapina was Lake Bracken. And Odell had it there. And we had a whole house, and we had a lot of pancakes. The serving pancakes were Raymond's pasture, and Ronald Swanson and Mabel Swanson. They furnished the pancakes. And I'll never forget, as long as we live here at First Lutheran Church.
Thank you, Art. And I think the nicest memory any of us have here is that we're one big family. And that is such a nice, you can always come home. And we're so glad so many of you came home today. Pastor, do you have anything in closing? Nope. Well, thank you for coming. If you want leftovers, I think we could get those for you in the kitchen. Desserts are still here. Thanks, everyone, for coming. It's so nice to see everybody here today. Thank you.